I want to get on to the budget, because I think people feel at least they have a pretty good idea of what's going to be in budget 2025 in a lot of areas. A cut of 1% to the universal social charge for those earning up to €70,000. That seems to be in the mix as well. Breed Smith, I think your party has said for the USC, abolition of the USC for people earning below 100,000, and Piers Doherty, your party, talking about the abolition of the USC in gradual phases, starting at 30,000 and up to 40,000. The gradual abolition of people, sorry, up to
45,
but below 45,000. To start with you, James Laws, what have people got against the universal social charge? I mean, it's obviously a tax. Nobody likes taxes, but the ESRI and the Department of Finance have both concluded that it's progressive, it's sustainable, and it largely does the job of addressing the problem that was diagnosed at the time of the crash of having a predictable and sustainable tax base.
Yeah, look, I suppose people don't like taxes full stop. I suppose the issue of the USC is it's an additional tax on top of the PAYE and PRSI that people normally pay, and then they see on the payslip USC as well. It was introduced as a temporary measure, but I will say that time was introduced, there was a lot of discussion about broadening the tax base. And I remember when it was introduced, the comment at the time was, look, everybody will make some contribution to the national effort. The national recovery was being talked about at the time, a contributor to the state coffers, whether you're entry level or whether you're at the very top, and it was in proportion because obviously it increased the bands as any progressive tax system would do. So it is unpopular. I suppose the intention always was when resources were more plentiful or were back in good health as they are now, thankfully thanks to good economic management, it would be phased out. I think the difficulty with, say, the likes of the Sinn Féin proposal, I heard Pearce on another programme earlier in the week talking about removing for the lowest income workers, and I get that there's an attraction about that. The difficulty is if you hit the people at the top all the time, there just aren't enough of them to generate money to make the rest of it go round. So if you're looking at a pyramid scheme and you start talking about, well, we're going to add levies to people, the higher earners, the top income earners, it's very attractive and it's very populist and very popular politically. But if you actually crunch the numbers, it just doesn't generate enough money full stop.
Piers Doherty,
First of all, James is wrong in terms of our proposal. Just let me outline to your listeners, Colm. Every worker benefits from our proposal to remove and abolish the USC for the first €45,000 of their income. So regardless if you're earning €30,000 or €90,000, you would still benefit from that. So James is wrong in terms of his presentation. And we're very clear in relation to this here. This is the fairest way in relation to putting people's money back into
people's pockets. But just in terms of the sustainability of the tax base, I haven't answered that. What James Lawless said about, I just want to ask you again about that, the sustainability of the tax base, because we saw during the crash that when the resources of government for current expenditure were reduced due to a very narrow tax base, people in areas like respite care, carers, disability allowance, all sorts of areas get cut because austerity was brought in as a result of the narrowed tax base.
Austerity, the reason they cut the blind pension, the reason they cut home helps is because of Fianna Fáil policies. They had choices and they made the wrong choices at that time. But let me make the point in terms of the tax base. Sinn Féin's tax package is about abolishing the USC for the first €45,000 that people earn. That means that the average worker who earns €43,000 in the state will never have to pay USC if Sinn Féin get into government after the next election. But we also have a package of measures that actually ask those on high incomes to contribute more. So we won't be supporting funding gold-plated pensions of pension pots up to 2.8
if there's a downturn in the tech sector where a lot of those high-income earners are, you're going to have those very people on whom you're even now more reliant to keep up the tax base paying a proportion of the tax that you won't be able to get back.
So in relation to what the government are proposing in terms of a tax cutting package, they're talking about €1.4 billion. Our cost of abolishing the USC starting next year is €1.1 billion. But the difference between us and government is we believe that those on higher incomes actually should be able to support more. And we won't be asking the ordinary taxpayers to fund gold-plated pensions of €2.8 million. And that makes our tax process far more sustainable.
I need to get to Breed Smith on this. Breed Smith, you're talking about abolishing USC for everybody under €100,000. I mean, do you take no cognizance of what the Department of Finance and the ESRI said about the benefits of the USC keeping the tax base broad and keeping it sustainable?
Yes, we do. And we have given two measures that would replace the USC, and those are to fund a wealth tax on multimillionaires to raise at least $8 billion a year. and to put a wealth tax on anybody whose wealth is over 4.7 million. I think that's pretty fair. There's a lot of them people in the country, not nearly as many workers
many
who would
there?
Benefit. There's a few thousand. There's about 20, 30,000 of them. I haven't got the exact figures in front of me, James, but there's quite a lot and it's rising. Whereas workers who are paying the USC, as was said, a temporary tax brought in as a result of Fianna Fáil collapsing the economy and bailing out the banks are still forking out for that.
Do you have the figures? I mean, you appreciate you may not have them with you on a
piece of
paper.
No, I don't. I have the figures for what it would raise.
Are you basing that on the Oxfam research?
Hang on a second,
James Lawless, without interruption now, have you interrogated those figures independently or are you relying on Oxfam's figures solely?
We have costed everything that we've put in
independently
through the department. You put in questions to DEEPER, you look for the costing for the measures that you want to introduce, and we have costed them. So how independent DEEPER are in this as against Oxfam, I don't know how to qualify that. But I do know that Oxfam are very thorough in their research and we have costed all of these measures.
If there was a downturn in the economy and higher income earners, say in the tech sector, which you know may or may not continue to enjoy the boomy times it's currently booming, and an awful lot of those high income earners were lost, what's going to replicate the narrowing of the tax base by abolishing the USC below a certain level?
Well, if there was a downturn in the economy, is putting the question wrong. At the moment, we have 25 billion in reserves. That's a huge amount of money. We have never, ever before seen anything like that. And we're saying give workers a break. It's time to be radical about how we distribute wealth in this country. Take it from the very well off, from the corporations, from the multimillionaires, and give it back to ordinary people.
We need a plan for the future. We need to build infrastructure.
That's all we have time for today.